Pennsylvania is packed with historic properties, thousands of them. They include colonial-era homes, armories from the first half of the 20th century, and architectural marvels like Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. And yet PA has one of the leanest historic rehabilitation programs in the country, at least for now. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports state lawmakers are again pushing to increase funding for the initiative.
Developer David Waxman is standing outside a historic brick building in North Philly that spans an entire city block. The hulking building sits in Brewery Town and was used to make beer until Prohibition. It later became an armory and eventually a warehouse before returning to its sudsy roots for a time.
The initial building built was the center building, which is five stories. We like to call it, like, it's almost like a wedding cake because it's smallest at the highest and then bigger at the lower floors.
Waxman says the building remained vacant for nearly two decades when his company MM Partners acquired it in 2019.
It was blighted, and, you know, another year or two of sitting, it probably would have been beyond repair and torn down. And so then you would have had this sort of gem that spoke to the history of the neighborhood gone and replaced with, you know, probably what we like to call spaceship buildings, you know, these new build mid-rises with 10 materials on the facade and kind of built like crap.
Instead, the building became Poth Brewery Lofts, a mixed-use development with more than 100 apartments and 25,000 square feet of commercial space. Because the property was on the National Register of Historic Places, the project qualified for state historic tax credits. While the subsidy was small, the credits helped Waxman's company secure a construction loan to complete the multi-million dollar rehab. Waxman is grateful for that, but he says the program should be better funded so more of the state's historic buildings can be saved and repurposed, no matter who's doing the saving.
It's very challenging in this market to get these projects financed, so any kind of subsidy that you can layer on is extraordinarily helpful.
State Senator Nikhil Saval agrees. He introduced legislation this month for a tenfold increase to the program's annual cap, raising it from $5 million to $50 million. Saval says worthy projects aren't moving forward because there aren't enough tax credits to go around.
One of the reasons we all love Pennsylvania is we love our historic fabric and we hate to lose it, you know, and we hate to lose it for lack of supports for people who want to preserve it. And I think that's pretty widely felt.
Pennsylvania has one of the smallest annual caps in the country. Of the 39 states that have historic tax credit programs, only three have less funding. Robert Powers leads Powers & Company, a historic preservation firm in Philadelphia. He says programs in nearby states all have more credits to dole out.
For a place like Ohio to have $120 million in state credit, you know, available state credits, and us being five, that's pretty bad. You know, New Jersey, $50 million, we have five. You know, New York is uncapped. So you can imagine the activity that comes from those programs versus the $5
million. Saval's bipartisan measure is sitting in committee as a companion bill moves through the House. Neither bill faces strong opposition, making advocates hopeful the new funding can be folded into the state's next budget, which must be passed by the end of the month. Governor Josh Shapiro has signaled his support for the effort. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.